This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
On the phone, actually, we've got Philip Adams, our next guest, who is artistic director. He's a dancer. He's done almost
choreographer, done almost everything.
But he is part of the ballet lab and also the Temperance Hall in South Melbourne.
Yep.
Welcome to the show, Philip.
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hey, Philip. We didn't play that song that you were involved in.
I was thinking, David. The ritual is not complete.
David did, and
I'm so disappointed.
That's my fault, yes. Philip, because David did say to me, put that song on. I said, no, we've done that so many times, I can't do it to Philip again. So,
but Philip,
no, I love the ritual.
Yeah, so likewise, and I knew you would. Now, for those that aren't aware, that back when Philip was a wee lad, he was in a video that you might have seen people out in Radio Land. It was Kylie Minogue's Locomotion, and there Philip Adams was dancing around in the background. And awesome. It's just so awesome. So check out the video, and it's Philip Adams dancing in the back. So hello, Philip.
Thanks
so
for the 50-year plug. I love it.
My pleasure. So how are things, Philip? Because you've gone through a bit of a tough time, haven't you, with you lost a lot of the government funding money there a couple of years back.
Yeah, I mean, well, on a positive note, David, always to talk on a government level of how one can survive, you know, in the climate of challenges when it comes to, you know, competitiveness of funding rounds. But I think a good news story always comes and always has been part of, you know, the remit of my independence as an artist, but also, you know, playing for your right to party and finding queer language, queer space, queer time, be something, you know, that my work has been cultivating for years.
Mm.
Finally settle in a space. And, you know, at the end of the good news story is I was able to establish a space for my work and for queer communities in LGBTQIA+ in Victoria, a safe space to create and practice. And amongst all of losing my funding about 7 years ago now, yeah, I rose from the ashes and created Temperance Hall, which is now part of the Midsummer Festival coming up.
Brilliant. Brilliant. And you know, like, Philip, congratulations, because you have pushed the boundaries. What you do is challenges us as an audience coming to see your shows, but giving people wonderful opportunities along the way. And you never know what you're going to expect at Temperance Hall.
No, I think that's part of our mission, is to, you know, always show the unshowable and that people take risks at the highest of their guard.
Yep.
And vision, and support that from the moment they enter the building, and then the audience encounter it, and then the conversation afterwards about, you know, the paradigms of their work.
Yep. Now, what are you doing as part of Midsummer? The show's called Sick, is that right?
Sick. I love it. Yeah, already the title.
Sick, man.
What a shucker.
Yeah. But, you know, if I may think back along the timeline here, how the title of the work came to fruition, is that I was attending a creative development at Temperance Hall by Raucus, who are an independent theatre company, also that work with people with many abilities and disabilities. And Ryan Lowe is a performer with Raucus, and I was immediately struck by Ryan's capacity with this beautiful sense of kinetic movement in an untrained dancer. And we got talking after the showing of the work, and, you know, we met in the studio a couple of weeks later just to have a conversation and move together and explore, you know, the possibilities of making a collaboration. And Ryan is a person with autism, and we never really got to the bottom or spoke to or how we could manage to explore autism in a work together through movement practice. But we found this lovely dialogue between each other that was often shared between very personal and private conversations that brought the word sick into being a possibility to explore those experiences of what autism can be. But also, like you said earlier, it can be also a word associated with something really cool or sick stuff.
Yep, fantastic. And you're like, and what have you come up with? You know, what is the main vibe? What are we going to expect from this?
That's a good one. I mean, you know, obviously calling a work sick and its associations with of illness and also of coolness. We talk about the problems that, you know, we both experience as artists, as makers, and also, as I said, the private and very more personal dark spaces, and we treat those with humour. So our first conversation was, you know, stirred by the love or associations that we have and of film and music and popular culture and stuff that, you know, we often find difficult to talk about. And so we massaged those ideas into a movement practice conversation initially. And then out of nowhere, this incredible relationship, or what's called trust, formed between us that we can do anything we want. And that entailed the sickest thing we can think of. I'm not going to go into all of those, all of that imagery right now. But what it amounted to was building an environment for the audience to come into Temperance Hall and experience kind of an off-putting space or an environment or an arrangement that could possibly suggest that you're in a maybe a kind of a clinical, ritual, queer hospital space. Oh. And it's designed by the incredible Jake Preval, a visual artist in Melbourne, just recently finished his master's at the VCA and is now represented by Sarah Scout. He has transformed the Temperance Hall into a sick bay. You know those hideous louvers that you partitioned off when you're in hospital sections? They're awful and they're lavender colour. The entire interior of the hall is a lavender sick bay curtain, a red carpet, two 70s Hammond organs that you find in Nana's basement, four gnome heads, biker trash outfits, Rock Mania from Tommy 1972, spinning buckets and rituals and shitting in buckets in a moment of time where he'd probably go, how did they get to this point? That trips the audience into how we talk about our own personal quirks and follies and treat them with humour as if we are in a musical recital. Rock Mania from the 70s meets some sort of trashy new wave ritual space.
Oh my
and
God.
I think, you know, that's the thing that's between Brian and I that you will experience. Phil, I hope I put it the best I could into the imagination that
incredible imagery.
And all of a sudden, you know, like, I'm there. I'm queuing up to see it. I can't wait to see it.
It's selling really well and doing really well, I believe. It somehow like hit that kind of that right mark where people, you know, how can we talk about disability in arts?
Yep.
How do we sit with or view or be comfortable with what we're watching in the imagery?
Yep.
And how can we do that in an honest way where we make the audience feel comfortable about the subject and the content the artists wish to experience and explore with disability and arts?
Wow. Philip, you'd never cease to surprise me. It sounds absolutely wonderful. It's called Sick. As at Temperance Hall. When is it?
We open on the 9th of February.
Right.
And it's also access, arts access, meaning we have interpreter, interpreted performance in dialogue with the audience as well. So we're going all out.
Fantastic.
To ensure that people from all abilities can experience the show.
As I said, I can't wait to be there to experience another brilliant show that Philip Adams is putting on. And, of course, you book through Midsummer.
That's right, Midsummer website directly, and click on Sick.
Just click on Sick. Philip, always a treat to speak to you, and we're doing the locomotion as we say goodbye to you.
I knew the ritual had to be made today, or else it would never be. It won't be.
Had to do it for you. Had to do it for you, Philip, so... Thanks
Before I go, I just wanted to say I love speaking on Joy FM, and I always tell David, how just enamored I am with his capacity to have just so generously, you know, given so much to the LGBTQIA plus communities of Melbourne through Joy Fair.
Well,
you're
thank
simply
you.
The best. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you. And here's the locomotion for you.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.